from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. We're awaiting details from Timmins police on whatever it is that forced them to close Mountjoy Street between Algonquin Boulevard and 3rd Avenue early this morning. All they're saying so far is that an investigation is in progress and there's no threat to public safety. The first forest fire of the season has been reported just west of Cochrane. Fortunately, it was small and is now out. MNR Fire Information Officer Isabel Chenard says it was near the junction of Fear Road and Fernier Concession 6, a grass fire measuring 1.5 hectares. That's just under 4 football fields. The blaze was confirmed late yesterday afternoon. One firefighting crew quickly extinguished it. Drivers of the 500 vehicles that cross the Trestle Bridge over the Abitibi River in Iroquois Falls every month are facing a toll increase. Shelley Jessup, bridge supervisor for the owner, the BMI Group, says it takes effect at midnight Sunday.
For light vehicles, it is going up to $7 a crossing from $6 a crossing. And for heavy vehicles, it is going up to $45 a crossing from $40 a crossing.
Jessup says this is the first increase since 2017. The bridge is mostly used by people heading to and from recreational activities in the former Abitibi Woodlands territory. The province is expanding its Skills Development Fund by nearly $1 billion over the next 3 years to a total of $2.5 billion. It's the next step in the plan to protect Ontario workers in the face of tariffs and economic uncertainty. The province says the money will help train and reskill Ontario workers, including those directly affected by layoffs resulting from tariffs. Premier Doug Ford says the province will always have the backs of Ontario workers. He also reiterates his support for Prime Minister Mark Carney, who's in Washington today meeting with President Donald Trump.
This is a time to unite the country. Not people saying, oh, I'm leaving the country, or I'm doing this, I'm doing that. You know, united we stand, divided we fall. And we have to be united Canada together to fight President Trump's tariff.
Alberta Premier Danielle Smith says her government won't hold a referendum on independence, but she expects a citizen-driven ballot to be voted on next year.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.